John Campbell, TSN 690.
Hey, Alex, I'm just curious what you saw in that first goal setting up Lucas Vedemo.
Oh, I've been watching three games in the stands against Manitoba, and I was just noticing that they really tight in the slot in the ozone. So on retrieval, sometimes we have a bit more time than when we play other teams. So I knew after Otto shot the puck, I had time to really like settle down and make a play. And I saw Veggie a loaded gun right in the slot, so I just put it into a spot, and he shot it. And the goalie didn't see it because of Dauphin was right in front of the net. So I think. That was just a great goal by us three.
So you've been setting that up for four games then?
Every time I'm not playing, I always try to improve my game. Like so some guys think that they're losing their time on the press box, but I see the opposite. Like you see tendencies from the team, and I was really ready for my first game mentally, and like I did my homework, and I was really excited to play.
What about physically? How do you feel?
I feel fine. My conditioning has been really, really good. I think I work extremely hard during the off season. Like as a player, I need the high conditioning to keep that pace up all the time, to be annoying on the forecheck, to be really intense. And then when we get the puck back, we were able to make plays. And then the more the game was going, I tried to keep my shift short to don't get caught exhausted out there. So I just tried to keep it simple and keep it short.
Thank you, Alex.
No problem.
Thank you, Sean. We'll take one more for Alex. We'll go with Chris of the AHL report.
hey, Alex. Trying to get your thoughts on the game today. It was a game where it was tight all the way to the end.
Yes, it was a tight game. I think Manitoba, like they have a good plan in place. I don't really care about the shot on net. I think they defend really well and they're waiting for our mistake. But we learned from the first couple of games that they're always in there, even if the shot on net were at one point that they only had, I think, five or six, but they're still in there. They came back at the end of the game 2-1. Like they're a team that they will never quit. They battle through and they're well coached. So we had to be really patient, stay in our structure. And we got rewarded because of our patience today.
So you mentioned that you were watching the last couple of games from the press box. In the first three games, Laval allowed Manitoba to score while they were in the power play. Today, you were 0-for-4. What was the difference that gave you guys success in the penalty kill?
I think it's just detail. When you're deep into a PK, like when you get tired, sometimes you make mental mistakes and just – like taking the good reads and keeping it simple. Like obviously they had the good players, good, really young guys, talented young guys who can really make plays. So we had to be patient and force them to make mistakes instead of us making the mistakes. So I think that was the good teamwork today on the PK.